It is 33 minutes after 8 o'clock on this rainy Thursday morning. You've got it on KHUM. Rachel Callahan's in the studio with me. We're talking the Humboldt Business Challenge. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. So explain to people what the Humboldt Business Challenge is to start with.
Thank you. I sure will. Well, the one sentence sum up is we are here to promote new business to launch and existing businesses to expand into new markets or to increase their product line or, you know, whatever it might be. And we're doing this through a series of business plan or business competitions and challenges. That's why our name is the Business Challenge instead of Business Competition.
Right.
Is we're trying to challenge people to take it up a notch. And we launched in September. This is our first year, pilot year. During October, we were here. I don't know if people remember, but you were so nice to have us on, and I loved it, and so I'm glad to be back. But for October, it was all about the idea. People told us about what they wanted to do if they could and what they would need to get there. And this next step in our process is about the business plan. And we truly believe that business plans and models also, but business plans in particular are important because 80% of businesses that are still in business after 5 years started with a plan.
There you go.
So we want to kind of give that jolt of a little bit more probability of success. And after this stage, we will be entering into the implementation. People are going to say, oh, that business challenge girl, she's terrible with speaking. But people will be have to practicing what they preach, basically, and starting their business or starting their expansion. And it doesn't have to be 100% go. It just has to be the start. So, for instance, if I wanted to start selling guitars, I would have to have sold maybe one or have an order for one, but I wouldn't have to be in all local music shops.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But we're super excited. We have a couple events coming up on February 9th. I always say 8th, but it's Monday, February 9th, is the due date for our business plan. So all the competitors that might be out there are probably thinking, oh, holy moly.
Crunch time.
Yeah, crunch time. Hey, got to get those copies.
There's nothing like a deadline to motivate.
I'm completely based off of deadlines, to be honest with you. It's terrible, but it's true. If you don't give me a deadline, then I do not do it because I think I have tons of time.
Yep.
There's some people out there that don't, that are like, oh, I'm going to shine my shoes today. I'm not one of those people. I have to be like, oh, I have to get dressed in 10 minutes.
It gets you out of analysis paralysis.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, it's due on Monday. Okay, I can't think about it anymore. Let's
do it. And I find I do good work under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm really excited to see the business plans.
Now, how elaborate are these business plans?
You know, they're short. They're pretty short. They're 21 pages narrative max.
Oh, okay.
And it is very, I don't want to say generic business plan, but it's kind of the standard. We expect to see the executive summary, the marketing analysis, all the basic stuff that you'd want to have anyway is a requirement. But I don't think they're too elaborate. You know, we really tried hard to make sure that people told enough information that we could get their story, or I should say the judges could get their story, but not too much information so that it got bogged down in the words. I think when you're forced to kind of cut it short, you can be concise and you can tell your story, the important pieces of your story without.
I think we may have gone overboard with ours. When we put together the business plan for CAM, it was about an inch thick.
Oh, and you might want that for your own.
Beast.
Yeah, exactly. You might have gone overboard, but you know what? You might not have. Because for your own personal benefit, you probably want to know every single radio station's numbers, you know, and their share of listening and all that. But if I was reading your business plan, you know, I don't know that I would necessarily need that. I just want to.
Right. I think a lot of it, you know, a good amount of it was numbers and it was projections for 5 years and based on, you know, worst case scenario, best case scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely scenario. And it was like a lot of numbers.
And you probably want that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying not to have that. I think when John Dalby spoke at our Stage One Awards, he was saying his was, you know, that thick, two inches thick or whatever. And you probably want that. We do not want to read that much. I think I'd have death threats against some of the people that I respect the most in this community are judges, and I think that they'd be shooting daggers at me. Here, can you read four dictionaries in 2 weeks?
No problem.
But it's pretty exciting. The due date is coming up. It caught me by surprise. I think it probably caught a lot of people by surprise.
How many people are participating?
Well, you know, we don't know. We wanted to really keep it open to if somebody hears me today and they say, I have a business plan for a business I've been thinking about starting. I want that person to feel comfortable to be able to apply or to enter the challenge. I expect about 20. I'd be happy. I want some, you know, my numbers of range of the goal is between 15 to 24 entries for this first year.
Wonderful. Now, do you have like guidelines on what it should be online, perhaps?
I sure do. On our website, humboldtbusinesschallenge.org, we have enter the challenge. If you click it, it's all the way at the bottom of the screen on our homepage, and it will take you to the first thing, and it'll have all the guidelines. Anybody can always email me. The easiest way to do it is also through the website with the questions tab. It goes directly to me, and I will get back to people and answer their questions, send them everything that they need.
And I'll tell you, one thing about Humboldt County is it's just rife with that entrepreneurial spirit.
We do.
Because there's just something about Humboldt County, because this is kind of like a pioneer community. This is a community that will chew a lot of people up and spit them out.
Yeah. It's like they ain't that the truth?
It's like, oh, you think life will be easy here, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I'm just easy.
So the people who wind up, you know, saying I want to be in Humboldt County, you know, there's kind of like an already there's a built-in mechanism for separating the wheat from the chaff, if you will.
I was thinking of that analogy. Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, it's funny. We both have been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really true. And mm-hmm. the people that have been the most successful here are the ones that have started businesses.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Humboldt County, it's kind of there's not a lot of like standard jobs per se.
No.
So, you know, one of the things you can do is actually, you know, start your own business
and
to make some money.
I like that. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I forget about that point. But that is a good point. You know, people think, oh, we have to leave the area to be successful, and it's a new way of thinking that you can start your own business.
Yeah.
And especially since Humboldt County really likes small business as opposed to larger businesses that mm-hmm. come in. I mean, Arcata has the law that I don't even remember what the name is, but you know, excluding big box retailers. But Humboldt County in general, more so than a lot of places, really shops at small businesses mm-hmm. and really supports them. And it's more of a community. What I like about it is with the chambers and with the Link and all the other businesses, K-Hum, mm-hmm. we support one another instead
Absolutely.
Of competing. And I like it, and I think it makes us better. And guess, I don't remember the exact statistic, but when I read Dennis Mullen's report, he's the county guy, we're actually doing better than California on a whole with unemployment.
Yeah, I saw that. I was kind of impressed with that.
I was really impressed, and I thought, geez, I wonder how much that is to small business. To be honest with you, I shouldn't bring it up because I don't really know the numbers. Maybe somebody can call in and tell us. But I really do think it's because we have such a large small business community.
We really do. We got a big, diverse small business community. And, you know, small business is the bread and butter of K-Hum. You know, mm-hmm. Our advertisers are, you know, 95%, you know, local small businesses.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah, so there are a few, you know, national buys that we do get. But this is such a small community. We don't get a lot of that. And our bread and butter is the local small businesses.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that there's a feeling, whether it's said or not, but that we kind of like it like that mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And
we like being behind the redwood curtain.
We sure do, don't we? And some people more so than others, but we kind of like it. And I think that if we want to continue our our identity of being this rough and tumble community, you know, we need the people that are kind of thinking about starting small businesses to do it, because we have to get creative.
So this is one of those things, you know, a lot of people is like, I'd like to start a small business. I haven't a clue how to do it. This is a good opportunity to take your first step in getting, you know, the first thing was the concept. And a lot of you probably have these concepts rattling around in your brain and have for years. But putting a plan together is the next big step. And again, you can go to the website, look at the guidelines on putting together a rudimentary business plan. Give the website again.
HumboldtBusinessChallenge.org.
Now, let's just say you win this. What happens?
Well, thank you. You can win. Say you have a phenomenal business plan and everybody's like so impressed with you. You can win up to $5,000 for this stage.
Nice.
We'll have 10 awards that range from $500 to $5,000. We're being purposefully vague because we are 100% funded through generous sponsors and our people in our community. And so we really want to be careful with their money. Mm-hmm. And we really, truly believe we can get some fantastic businesses in here. And so we want to be open enough that we're like, oh my gosh, we have five businesses that are just phenomenal. We want to give them $3,000 each. And then, of course, the grand prize winner of $5,000 versus, you know, we want to give these businesses encouragement, but we're going to wait for stage three. So we're trying to be, we don't have a large, we have a large pool, but we don't have as large as a purse of other business plan competitions because it's our first year. So we are being creative.
And if you think Humboldt County is just too small of a community to really start anything of significance, I mean, there are actually several businesses that are very well known that actually got their start here in Humboldt County. One of my favorites is like Restoration Hardware, which it was just one store there in Old Town Eureka, and it got to be so big and so popular, you know, they spread nationwide. They got too big for Humboldt County.
Oh, they sure did.
They're no longer here.
Well, and it's funny because I remember as a teenager walking by Restoration Hardware all the time and going in, and I had no idea until I was an adult that they were so popular, and I went down to Sacramento, and there was a catalog of Restoration Hardware on just some random person's that I was visiting, a friend at the time's coffee table, and I thought, there's quite a few businesses.
I remember years ago I had friends visiting, and we were walking around Old Town. They go, wow, I can't believe you have a Restoration Hardware in such a small community. And we said, no, that's the Restoration. That was the first one.
Surprise, surprise.
They're like, what?
Well, I mean, and there's GHG, and of course, now when you're on the spot, you can't think of a lot of them, but there is a ton. O&M.
Oh, yeah. You know, Coca-Tat.
Wing.
Yeah, absolutely. These are, these are businesses that have really taken off. But, you know, those are the ones that have just gone viral.
Oh, yeah.
But there are great businesses that just stay in Humboldt County forever, but are wonderful success stories, you know, like our very own Jess McGinty from Jesse Crow. You know, she is, what a wonderful success story. Just started off making these hair products in her kitchen, you know, to a wonderful business that's really grown quite a bit.
It has, and you know, Jess is funny because when you meet her, you fall in love with her. She's one of those people that you just instantly like her. And
she's unfortunately leaving the area.
I heard. I wasn't going to say it, but I heard she.
Yes, we're going to be. We'll be losing her here on KOM, but we had her for many years.
Yes, and we should say though that Jesse Curl is staying in Arcata. I've got it out of the horse's mouth.
Good.
Yeah. Or one of the horses, Jess. somebody in the stable has said that we are committed to staying in Arcata.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's just, it's pretty remarkable when you think about what Humboldt County can do with itself.
Absolutely.
And the businesses in it. But with the business challenge, I'm going to say one more time, do not forget Monday is a deadline. I will be at the North Coast SBDC, who I think is one of our most important partners, from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30, collecting plans. I will have my computer on so I can answer questions. I'll be there. You guys can call. And I just really want everybody to blow me out of the water. Instead of expecting 24 plans, I want to get 124.
There you go. All right. Well, hopefully we got the word out, and there's a lot of budding entrepreneurs that are saying, this is my chance.
Yes.
It is absolutely your chance. So, Rachel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
As always.
It was a pleasure.
Definitely a pleasure. And we'll get this posted up on our website at KM.com as well, so people can listen to it and enjoy it over and over and over.
Fantastic. And once again, HumboldtBusinessChallenge.org. Ask any questions, contact me, see our events, and also on Facebook.
All right, Rachel Callahan, thank you much.
Thank you very much.